Michael Vick's disturbing dog story and new tricks.
Michael Vick killed dogs, and he did in a heartless and cruel way. And I think, personally, he should have been executed for that. He wasn't.
I'm a fan of Mr. Vick. I deplore his actions. But, you know, I embrace the positive in his transformation or in his reintegration.
Two views of the resurgent NFL quarterback from pundit Tucker Carlson and an unemployed ex-con. President Obama applauds Vick's second chance from the NFL as a model for the justice system. But does it ever really work that way? Of comebacks and debts to society. Hey, Tucker Carlson is still waiting for his second chance. Detecting a little bitterness? The Vick trick. Can anyone play? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Remembering Tucker Carlson? No, actually not. We're forgetting Tucker Carlson this morning, but an amazing debate sparred by this Michael Vick resurgency. Who gets a second chance in America? We're going to talk about that on this Thursday, December 30th, as things are quieting down at the end of the year. It's not a big news day, but there's plenty to talk about. Let's check the morning's top headlines right at the beginning here. Israel's former president, Moshe Katsav, has been found guilty of two counts of rape by a court in Tel Aviv this morning. The 65-year-old Katsav faces a minimum of 4 years in prison for raping one of his employees back in 1998 when he was Israel's tourism minister. Katsav resigned as president in 2007. Ivory Coast's ambassador to the United Nations is warning that his country is on the brink of genocide. He says houses are being marked according to a person's tribe. Ambassador Bamba says there have already been large-scale human rights violations as a result of the ongoing political unrest in Ivory Coast. A group monitoring civilian deaths in Iraq says there was only a slight decline this year. The group Iraq Body Count says nearly 4,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed this year. That puts the number of dead since the war began somewhere between 99 and 108,000. There are 440,000 people on the U.S. terror watch list. That's 5% higher than last year. Officials say the reason for the bump is quite simple. The officials have changed the criteria, so now just one tip is enough to get a name onto the U.S. official terror watch list. And a big loss for the music world. Such a familiar song. Billy Taylor, a Grammy and Emmy Award-winning jazz musician, passed away at the age of 89. Taylor began playing professionally back in 1944, performed with Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, and Charlie Parker, among many others. He was a champion of jazz education, and he's also known for writing this song you're hearing right now, the civil rights anthem, I Wish I Knew How It Would Be to Be Free, How It Would Feel to Be Free. Billy Taylor knows how it feels. We'll remember the influence of Billy Taylor on music and on public radio in 15 minutes. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures are up slightly for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,585. The S&P opens at 1,259, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,666. Coming up, we remember 2010 and the stories that have stayed with us throughout the year and the voices that we know on this program. Today, I look at Afghanistan with one of our favorite voices, Kristen Rouse, First Lieutenant in the Army National Guard.
What is it that I'm doing to help my fellow soldiers here? I've kept asking myself that question. It's the reason why I've stayed in, because I want to do more here.
She'll have stories of her year 2010 and look forward to 2011 later this hour. And keep telling us the story of your year as well. We've already heard from so many of you. We want to know what the year 2010 has been like for any Takeaway listener.
Marco Teo from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 2010, I got a 25% raise, and I have not had any sexual congress with anyone in the entire year. Easy come, easy go.
Okay, thanks for sharing there, 8778, my take with your story. But coming up first, second chances, Michael Vick, and the question of justice in America. Who gets a second chance? When an enormous debate is going on, and you're involved in it, and we'll share some of your thoughts about the Michael Vick controversy in just a moment.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.